From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting renewed attempts, not without criticism, to reach a peace in Syria. Intensive diplomatic efforts have resumed in Europe in what some observers see as a last-ditch effort to bring about a ceasefire in Syria. A key focus is an attempt by American and Russian negotiators who have been meeting on and off for weeks now to resolve what are described as technical sticking points. U.S. diplomats speaking to VOA News have expressed frustration with their Russian counterparts, whom they say have accused, of reversing direction on some key points of agreement in recent days. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Wednesday, in a speech at Oxford University in England, said today's news out of Syria is not encouraging the choices Russia's to make, and the consequences will be its responsibility. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States has a profound moral and humanitarian obligation to support efforts to clear bombs its forces dropped on Laos during the Vietnam War.
Over the course of roughly a decade, the United States dropped more bombs on Laos than Germany and Japan during World War II. Some 270 million cluster bomblets were dropped on this country.
80 million cluster munitions did not explode, instead settling on farmland and around villages, only to later kill or injure 20,000 people. The U.S. president spoke of that legacy as he visited a center in Vientiane called the Cooperative Orthotic and Prosthetic Enterprise that offers treatment for survivors. Obama stressed that wars impact countless people beyond the famous who appear in the history books. This is VOA News. The Philippine government Wednesday released what it says are surveillance pictures of Chinese Coast Guard ships and barges at a disputed shoal in the South China Sea. Asked on Wednesday how alarmed the government was by the presence of the Chinese ships, presidential spokesman Ernesto Abella told reporters in Vientiane enough to announce it. China has built many such islands in the disputed, resource-rich sea, much to the alarm of governments in the region. In the same news conference, Abe also addressed the spat between Duterte and U.S. President Barack Obama, suggesting that the matter would be laid to rest amicably at the gala dinner, which will be attended by both leaders later today. In recent days, Duterte has used profane language toward U.S. President Obama and threatened to pull the Philippines out of the United Nations over criticism of his hardline policy that has led to a wave of extrajudicial killings purportedly targeting drug dealers and other criminals. Obama postponed a planned bilateral meeting with Duterte. Following comments he made in the Philippines on Monday, in which he referred to the U.S. leader as something we cannot tell you on this broadcast. Apple will unveil a new iPhone that many analysts believe will not have an analog headphone jack, possibly leading to a significant shift in the way people listen to digital music and other audio. During its annual fall product launch event Wednesday in the western U.S. city of San Francisco, California, the world's most valuable publicly traded company is expected to unveil an iPhone 7 that will be incrementally improved with features such as a touch-sensitive home button that vibrates and dual-lens cameras for the larger Plus edition. The iPhone 7s are also expected to have faster processors and more memory. Other than some new colors, the new iPhones will look similar to the models Apple has been selling since 2014. Malaysia is reporting that country's first case of a pregnant woman infected with the mosquito-borne Zika virus. The health minister, S. Subramanian, told reporters Wednesday the patient is a 27-year-old married woman who lives in the southern state of Johor, which borders Singapore. The city-state is undergoing an outbreak of Zika infections, having recorded a total of 275 cases there. Subramanian says it is unclear how the woman, who is between 3 to 4 months pregnant, contracted the disease, which has been linked to microcephaly, a severe birth defect in which babies are born with abnormally small heads and possible developmental problems. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.